From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Sometimes it's hard to recognize the physical effects of stress and how it impacts our lives. But now, the UGA Tottenham County Extension Office is partnering with the UGA School of Social Work to offer farmers and members of the ag community access to up to 6 free online counseling sessions with a licensed counselor. For more information or to complete a questionnaire to begin the enrollment process, go to the Georgia Farm Bureau website. A ship carrying grain left the Ukraine port of Odessa for Lebanon on Monday under a safe passage agreement, according to Ukrainian and Turkish officials. AgriMarketing.com reports it was the first departure since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The sailing was made possible after Turkey and the United Nations brokered a grain and fertilizer export agreement between Russia and Ukraine last month. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the administration's Inflation Reduction Act will have meaningful impact on America's rural and agricultural communities. He adds, from climate-smart agriculture to supporting healthy forests, tax credits, biofuels, infrastructure, and beyond, this agreement gives USDA significant additional resources. House Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says it contains almost $40 billion to tackle the climate crisis, lower costs, and create good-paying jobs by investing in agriculture, forestry, and rural communities.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.